Nothing, this is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Mobile on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Mobile Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on 19th of April, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street, Mobile. Everyone is welcome to attend. Amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so, after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.mobileARC.com. Are there any portable battery-powered mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any echo link stations that would like to check in?
KD2AIT Echo Link Repeater, are you able to copy Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo? It's KA3TFB in Warrendale. Are you able to copy? Over.
Roger, full copy, Bill. KA3TFB.
Roger, Roger. We are having technical difficulties. So with that in mind, I'm going to give it back up. And I'm not able to hear everything on the last two repeaters. When I transmit, people think that it goes blank. So back to net control. We'll be listening from KA3TFB. Thanks for being there. Over.
KA3TFB. Okay, Bill. Well, stand by. We'll get back to you in a little while. I'll make another call and see if anyone else on Echo Link would like to check in and join us. This is N5AOW. Okay, well, KA3TFB, Bill, what's going on in PA today?
Okay, if you can hear me, we'll talk here, and we can cut out here later. Pain and suffering meter today went up to a 6. I spent.
Okay, still have a good copy on you, Bill.
Getting my CDLA renewed, and it was at best expensive. Back to net control,
okay,
says I'm dropping the repeater.
Okay, well, always good to have you check in with us, and always a pleasure. I hope your day went well, and have a good evening, and a great day tomorrow. All right, this is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
M2PFM, good evening, Bill. WA2U.
John, we got WA2U, and we also have N2PFM, George. George, what's going on up your way?
Well, boy, the temperature is 41 degrees. Temperature range today was 27 to 57. And, boy, I think I'm just going to call myself the Hardlock Pit from now on. neighbor came over today and said, moved there a few months ago, and he says to me that all my antennas, they in part of my house and half of my driveway are on his property. And he says he showed me, painfully showed me from an aerial survey that it is. I said, well, that's awful funny because I got the proofs from when the deed and everything from when I bought the place back in 91, and I showed him where the markers are and everything. He says, oh, but things have changed then. Everything goes by aerial view now. Well, I'm not taking that for run. I'm going to National Abstract one day. I'm going to the sheriff's office and whatever other places I can go screaming to. We'll try to find out. But in all my luck, I'm probably going to be the loser. So I'm resigned to it already. Don't forget to set your clocks ahead an hour tonight, 10-2 PFM.
Roger on the clocks, George. Well, I'll tell you what. They can take all the aerial shots they want. There is nothing that's that accurate with the aerial photos. And being in real estate years ago, I'll tell you what. The benchmarks they make with surveys haven't lied in 200 years, and I don't think they're lying now. So I think you would have a very good case on that, depending on where the benchmarks and everything are. Should be a clear view of what's going on. Well, with that, we'll pass it along to John, WA2U. John, what's going on down your way?
WA2U. Well, good evening to you, Bob, and good evening to George and Bill down there. I guess there's some intermittent problems with the Echo Link, whatever. Boy. We had a really good day. Nice weather. Getting ready for the evening. I guess we kind of celebrated as, I guess, they had the St. Paddy's Day parade, so I guess I'll tap into the Jamesons this evening. I'll save the scotch for another weekend. But anyways, we've got some music picked out. A few things before the evening gets started here. We've already had our clocks jumped ahead here for about a whole day or so we're retired. We don't have to worry about things of that nature, and we got up, and we've been on the schedule already 24 hours, so that came on at 10. And George, I don't know, what are you going to do? Someone could, they take the easy way out and go, well, you know what, both you guys get your property resurveyed with lasers or whatever, however they do it nowadays, so it is amazing that how reliant I saw it happen to the piece of property when we sold it. The guy went out there and they do a lot of, they rely on those satellites up there for GPS and they shoot everything with a laser nowadays, and it's kind of interesting. But hopefully if worst comes to worst, you can work something out. Well, can we work something out? The antennas on your property, are you asking me to tell me to take them down? Or are you just letting me know they're over there? I'll give you so much if I can just have them up there. How's that? And when emergency power, when you have no communications, just remember where the ham radio operator is in your neighborhood. When your phone doesn't work and your cell phone doesn't work and you have no electricity and your only means of communication is the next door. So just keep it in mind. Lots of things to think about. But anyways, hope everyone has a good weekend, and the weather's been absolutely gorgeous, so. Bob, thanks for doing that. All is well with Kathy and I, and Kitty's looking forward to a nice nice evening here. So, WA2U, back to that, and we'll listen here for a while. Comment?
All right, John, very good, and yeah, you're a man after my own heart. Tell you what, there's a lot to be said for the emergency power and everything else going on. And we've got a comment in there, so go ahead, comment, pick it up.
Yes, that's 2 PFM. I was going to say, yeah, and then I said to him about a survey, and he says to me, well, he doesn't have enough money to pay for a surveyor. I said, well, I get news for you, I don't either. So, you know, I let him know he wasn't going to push it. Well, I don't have it anyway. he wasn't going to push it on me. If he can't afford to have a survey, how can he, I don't know, but you know, the world is so screwy that you got to know, you got to watch every half inch, every billionth of an inch you go, because you could be totally on the wrong, think you're right, and you could be totally on the wrong side of the law. N2PFM.
Yeah, that's absolutely true, George. N2PFM, N5AOW. Yeah, I had an experience with that, Sherry and I, a couple of years ago with a, so-called neighbor, and thought we were friends for a lot of years, but got to be a total peeing match, and I wasn't going to get into that, but the long and the short of it was he wound up on the better side of it than I did, only because of markings that were there that were not true benchmarks. But if you've got them in line and so on, I'll tell you what, whether they do it with a Theoda light, they do it with a transit, or they do it with a laser, if the benchmarks are there and they set everything true the way it's supposed to be, you got a mate. Hey, we've got three. We've got Ray, KC2MBU, KC2YXN, Kathy, and we've got KA2ZNZ, Jack. And we'll start with you, Jack. How's things out your way? I hope you had a good warm day.
Well, it wasn't bad at all, actually. We got up to a high of 61 down here. I just realized I was on low power here. I was getting too okay. We got up to 61, and it started dropping as the afternoon went on because we lost the sunshine. But I had no complaints on the day, that's for sure. Wind was relatively light, so it was a good day. We enjoyed it. In fact, the wife and the daughter went out to do some shopping and so on, and I went out in a different direction to do some shopping, like a hardware store and stuff like that. So, good to hear you, Bob, and good to hear everybody, actually. Well, I can hear in between the repeater. 7-3, KA2-0-Z.
All right, Jack, very good, and I'm glad you had a good day. It was certainly a marvelous day here, good weather. I spent some time inside. Got a few things pretty much working up for the spring, and it gets me a little ahead of the game, so that works out real well. All right, you have a good evening. Have a great day tomorrow. Yeah, we'll pass it along to KC2YXN. Kathy, how you doing?
KC2YXN here. We're absolutely right, Bob. Staying ahead of the game is frequently quite difficult to do, but I'm with you there. And I saved some tomato seeds from some really great tomatoes that I grew last year, and I was doubtful about them coming up, and they are doing great. So the little seeds are proving well, and I'm all excited about that. So nothing like a good tomato. But thank you, Bob, for doing the net. It's great to hear everybody on. So I'll send it back to Net Control, KC2YXN.
All right, Kathy. Yeah, I'm with you on the tomato seeds. I do the same thing. I started one back in September, and it got to be a tomato tree, but it didn't produce anything. So I thought, you know, this really needs some help. It needs some redirection here. And Sherry cut it down. We transplanted some of the clippings. They turned into roots, and they're going. And even one of the clips has tomatoes on it, so it's working out pretty well. So, with a little bit of luck, we'll have some tomatoes too. I wouldn't have a summer without homegrown tomatoes. KC2MBU, Ray, how you doing?
Good, we got 47 degrees up on the hill here. And, George, you shouldn't spend a dime. Go to the county office building and pull up some maps, but you had a survey, and you've got the stakes, and if he wants to dispute your survey, he's going to have to pay to have his property surveyed. And then if he's not willing to do that, well, then you have to go by the markers that already exist. And the picture, aerial picture, is something that's used by the the listing, Century 21 or whatever, is a sales tool. That's not definitive. Not like the markers.
Exactly right. You know, that was a comment I had too. The benchmarks are the final say in the matter. So you're absolutely right there.
Just I'm speaking from experience. I've spent thousands of dollars with neighbor disputes, and it's not fun. It's not pretty. I don't know if your neighbor's being civil or if he's just inquiring or whether he's being a jerk about it. But like I said, I wouldn't spend a dime. It isn't worth it. If he wants to spend money having his property surveyed, and if there's discrepancy, you work it out. But if he's not willing to spend any money, don't worry about it.
Absolutely true, and those benchmarks stand the test of time, so they don't move, and that's where the line is. So if you don't want to be definitive with that, then that's the way it is. The benchmark says it's your property, that's what it is. Very good. Okay, Ray, thank you for checking in. You have a fine evening also. And I'll make another call, see if anyone else would like to check in with us. This is N5AOW.
This is KC2, QQR, Chuck out of Vernon.
KC2 to QQR, Chuck, good to hear from you. Glad you checked in with us. What's going on your way this evening?
Not really too much, just enjoyed the nice day outside. It looked like it got around, from what I could tell, like 56, 57 here. Slight breeze, but I enjoyed it out there. It was very, very nice. Picked up some twigs and stuff around the house, and I was almost contemplating getting the barbecue grill out, but I'm not sure. I already had, I usually have a cover on top of it, and I blew off a couple, this was before I put it away, so I'm kind of hesitant putting it out, and then moving it back in and stuff, so, I don't know. I still think we got about two, maybe three more weeks before I'm going to put it back out, plus I don't want the snow all over it either, so, not like I'm sure it's going to hurt anything, but, other than that, not really much else going on, so I'm going to send it back over to net control, KC2, QQR.
All right, very good, Chuck. Glad to have you with us and glad to have you check in. Yeah, I'll tell you what, I entertained the same idea. I've got ours covered, but it's out all the time, and a lot of times we're barbecuing, you know, when the weather permits and it's not too cold. Takes too long and too much propane to get it wound up to where you need to cook, and with the weather getting warmer, I'll tell you what, sure brings out the need to do some barbecue. So, well, sometime shortly, I think in the next week or so, we're still due for some 50-degree weather, might have a chance to do that. All right, you have a fine evening and a great day tomorrow, 73. And let's see, I guess I'll, well, I had a good day today. I got working with some of the things I'm prepping for spring, just to get everything ready ahead of time. Spent some time with the dog this morning, took him for his run, took him for another one after dinner. Made him happy,
I was okay with it. The weather was warm. I enjoyed a little bit of the sun this afternoon. It did get a little gray at times, but nice day overall. Okay, I'll make a final call. This is N5AOW. Take control for the Black River Valley service net. Any additional check-ins? Not any additional any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time. Not hearing any, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net, return the repeater and the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Chuck and Vernon for checking in, Ray, Kathy, and John both down in Hinkley. Jake out. Oh, Jake, I think you're in Canastota, but I'm not really totally sure of that. And then we have George and Bill down in Pennsylvania. Everyone have a great evening and a great day tomorrow. 73 and 5 ALW clear.
N5AOW, this is KD2FPM. Are you still available for one last check-in? A caboose, basically.
Roger, roger, Kevin. Always glad to hear you and glad to have you on the check-in. And hope everything went well with you today and you had a great day.
Yeah, received. Yeah, KD2FPM out here in Oneonta. A little late checking in tonight. My apologies. I was checking up on KB2KOJ to see if he was able to get his radio issues resolved, and successfully he's back on the air with a new rig, so I'm happy for him. So things are looking good there. And then I had family come in town today. My nephew, he's going to be 21 here in another couple of weeks. He's diagnosed with autism, unfortunately, but participated in a basketball league, and his team took first place, and we got to witness that, so it was kind of cool. And then we had dinner and everything, so that was nice. So, all right, I won't tie everybody up because it is getting close to Octane time, and got 45 degrees, it looks like, outside with clouds overhead. Not bad weather for this time of year, no complaints with that. I will say 7-3, tip my hat to everyone. And Bob, thanks for letting me sneak in as the caboose for tonight's roundtable. That's really cool. KD2FPM, 7-3, back to net control.
All right, very good, Kevin. You can be the caboose or you can be the engineer. Either way, doesn't matter. Always welcome to, or always welcome in the net, and always glad to have you. So, yeah, I think forecast tomorrow, if you can hold it, Drew, it's supposed to be fairly sunny, a bit of clouds at times, and little by little it's inching up there to get a little warmer, and I'll tell you what, I can take that any day of the week. Couple of degrees every day would be good, and I'm enjoying the daylight saving time coming up. I see there was some controversy over that on the net, and for my part, I think it adds a little bit of extra time for people working. I know it did years ago when I was working, came home, I could get some things done at that time, and it helped out. But we'll see how that plays out. Anyway, you have a good evening. Take care. And let's see what the heck I was going to say, and I lost my thought there. But anyway, KA2FBM and 5AOW clear.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate that, Bob. That's really cool. So, yeah, you guys enjoy. It is supposed to be just a little bit warmer tomorrow up your way. And then, yes, some clouds are moving in. I'm hearing probably some showers on the overnight Sunday into Monday, and then on and off showers through the week. And then I'm hearing a bad word for next week, and it's going to be a little bit cooler. But, hey, This time of year, those things can happen. So, all right, with that, I will say 7-3 myself, and I want to tip my hat to my good friend Bill down in Warrendale, Pennsylvania. I saw that he was in there, too. So I'm going to bow out of here quickly because Octane will be starting up here on the 145-170 in about 3 minutes, and I know they'll be sending someone up to check on you guys as well as they're going to check down here in our area, too. So I'm going to go back to my home repeater on the 146-850. And I, like I say 7-3, and KD2FBM will be clear.
7-3, Kevin.
KD2AIT Echo Link repeater, KA3TFB logging off through the Echo Link system. Indeed, a good evening to all. Thank you, Kevin James. KA3TFB has had technical issues all night and we're not able to even transmit or receive properly. Good evening to all.
2 Oscar Victor Bravo, Dick from Utica, calling for the United County Traffic Emergency Net, looking for all stations with or without traffic.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
I'm sorry, could you repeat your call sign?
KC2NBU, November Bravo uniform.
Roger, KC2NBU. Thank you, Ray. My volume is down too low to hear you. Appreciate the check-in. Thank you, sir. Calling for Octane. Calling for Octane. All stations with or without traffic are welcome. Check-ins will be appreciated. Octane, looking for all stations with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. Final call for Octane. KC2NDU, good evening. Thank you for your check-in. KC2OBB, clear.